True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Your home for the Nats, the Wiz, the Flying Squirrels, the Caps, the Commanders, Virginia Tech football, VCU basketball, and more. And last night, I believe, we suffered one of the top 10 worst nights in D.C. sports history. I have witnessed a ton of failure. Teams losing, heartbreak fashion. But all three of the four major D.C. sports teams suffering terrible, terrible nights all in the same night feels like one of the worst nights in D.C. sports history. I was depressed after the Wizards lost the lottery, fell out of the top five, land the number six pick in the 2025 NBA draft, wanted to break my TV. Then all of a sudden, the Caps give up a goal to the Canes. Another one. They lose 5-2. Then the Nats, maybe it's a glimmer of hope, some optimism. The Nats score two in the top of the ninth to even the scoring at three runs with Atlanta, but the Braves walk off the Nats in the bottom. Three losses, three D.C. sports, pro teams, just awful, depressing for D.C. sports fans like myself. Thank God we have Jaden Daniels. Protect him at all costs. Football season can't be here soon enough. But you know how we like to start the show every day by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up that sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
And we begin in the NHL, talking some puck here last night. Caps in Raleigh, and it was the Canes taking an early advantage with a goal in the first period. They would double their lead in the second. Early in the third, though, Jacob Chychrun makes it 2-1. Let's take a listen to the call.
Vaughn able to stick on it. Roy keeps it alive at the blue line. Leaving for Dubois. Low here to Roy. Some daylight coming in. And look at it from and a shot. They score! And it's Jacob Chychrun. His first goal of the series. And Washington with life here in the third period. Jacob Chychrun from Matt Roy. The D collapses low and puts it home on Anderson. It's 2-1 here in game four.
Just 2 minutes later, though, Hall would put one in the back of the net for the Canes to make it 3-1. On the power play, Ovechkin answers. It's 3-2.
And a great chance here, 5-on-3 for a minute 17. Here's Chychrun across. Ovechkin with a drive and a puck deflected away. Right side, Strome has it. Right hash to Chychrun, edging into the slot. Gives it back to Strome along the right side. Hillen across to Ovechkin, a drive. He scores! Alex Ovechkin getting his first of the series, and it's a one-goal game. It's a 5-on-3 power play goal. It's 3-2 here in game four.
Unfortunately, that's as close as the Caps would get. It was Walker late in the third period, making it 4-2, and then an empty net goal. Canes win 5-2. So Capitals find themselves now down in the series 3-1. They will face off against the Canes Thursday. And of course, it is win or your season is cooked. Are the Capitals cooked? Just feels like it's going to be impossible for them to now win three straight when it feels like they've been outskated by the Canes in all of the first four games. Hockey fans will only have one game to commit to tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It is the Jets against the Stars, with Dallas leading the series 2-1 over two. The NBA on the Sports app. The NBA is always fun when the New York Knicks are good, and the Knicks are good. The Knicks at home take a massive 3-1 series lead over the Celtics, 121-113. Jalen Brunson, the closer in this one. It was tight late in the third quarter and into the fourth, but Brunson just took over the game, finished with 39 points, 14 of 25 from the field, and also 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Brunson with a floater. Here's the call on ESPN.
Drives into the paint, pulls back, looks up at the shot clock. He's got to get it off. Falling away, puts it up, puts it in! A Brunson barrage here in the third quarter. The game is tied.
And as Brunson was putting the game away in the fourth, giving the Knicks a 9-point lead, Jason Tatum was doing just about everything possible, humanly possible, to bring the Celtics back in this game and give them a chance. He was hitting three-point shot after three-point shot. He finished with 42 points in the game. Just a massive game for Jason Tatum, in which he hit 7 3-point shots. But with about 3 minutes left, he goes down with a non-contact injury. Looks awful. Appears to be an Achilles injury. Just, you feel terrible for Tatum. Could really affect the Celtics' future. The series appears to be over. You don't know how long it will take Tatum to recover from this awful injury. Just sad news for Boston fans, but big news for the Knicks. They're up 3-1 in this series, and Tatum appears to be done for the remainder of this year's postseason. Late night, we saw the T-Wolves and the Warriors battle. Golden State desperate for a win so they don't go down 3-1 in this series. But Anthony Edwards was too good with 30 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Edwards to the basket and the call on ESPN.
DeSoto looking to retake the lead. Great move by Edwards. Sniping through the lane. Goes to the left hand. Just an absolutely gorgeous shot.
So Edwards and Julius Randle lead the way again, giving them a 3-1 series lead over the Warriors. Two games tonight in action. Game 5, Pacers, Cavaliers. Can Indiana close out the one seed in the East with a victory tonight? Nuggets, Thunder, Game 5. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. Last night was also the NBA draft lottery, and when it got to pick number 7, they were going to announce pick number 6, and I'm thinking to myself, I mean, there's just no way possible that could be the Washington Wizards. But it was. Let's take a listen.
Picking 6, the Washington Wizards.
You've got to be kidding me! Rigged! 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 They trade Luka Doncic, Nico Harrison, the biggest moron of a general manager on the planet, and he gets the number 1 overall pick. Thank you, Adam Silver, for rewarding an idiot.
In 7.
Dallas.
Congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks for winning the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft.
So stupid. Cooper Flagg, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, the new big 3 next season in basketball. Over to the NFL on the Sports app. The international games slate of 2025 matchups and locations were announced today. Now, the Friday game in Brazil, it's been rumored it's Chiefs-Chargers. Expect an announcement tomorrow. We do know the Vikings will be in Dublin against the Steelers. The Vikings will also be in London to take on the Browns. Broncos against the Jets from London. Rams, Jags, Wembley Stadium. Falcons, Colts, and it has been confirmed. Sunday, November 16th, 9:30 a.m. on the NFL Network. From the Bernabeu in Madrid, the home of Real Madrid, Commanders at Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins will be the home team in that matchup Sunday, November 16th. Over to Major League Baseball on the Sports App. And I told you it was one of the worst days in D.C. sports history because the Wizards get pick number 6. The Caps lose a playoff game that was a must-win. And the Washington Nationals were playing against the Atlanta Braves, and they found themselves down 2-0 in the fourth inning. But James Wood steps up to the plate, and he hammers a home run to left field, 413 feet. Let's take a listen to the call.
Now the pitch, swing and a belt to left center field. This is deep. Verdugo going back, way back, looking up, going, and is gone. Goodbye. About 10 feet to the right of the 375 marker, and the visitor's bullpen, bang, zoom goes James Wood with yet another opposite field home run. It is his 11th home run of the year at RBI number 24, and he cuts the Atlanta lead in half. It's now the Braves 2 and the Nationals 1.
But you know, this story did not have a good ending with the Atlanta Braves walking off the Nats 4-3. Let's take a listen to the call in the bottom of the ninth.
And now the 3-2. Slider, ground ball up the middle. It's a base into the center field. White's coming around third. Cruz double clutches, throws home way too late, and the game is over. Alex Verdugo, the walk-off hit on a fastball, gives the Braves a dramatic 4-3 win.
Nats lose, Caps lose. Tank for what? Wizards lose the lottery, end up with the 6th pick in the 2025 NBA draft. Was this one of the top 10 worst days in D.C. sports history? I think it was. 833-804-0910 if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. Off the top of my head, I think back to, you know, being depressed when RG3 got hurt and the Commanders lost to the Seahawks. I don't know that the Caps and Wiz or the Nats played on that night either. You know, I think back to when John Wall and the Wizards were knocked out of the playoffs by the Celtics. I don't think the Caps or Nats played on that night either. Just awful situations last night with three D.C. sports teams not having any luck. And we'll be talking about it on the show today. A depressing show, but one in which I think I need to vent, and D.C. sports fans will have the opportunity to vent with the phone lines open. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So, Michael, tomorrow is the NFL schedule release. We do know a couple games on the schedule. One, they will be hosting the Eagles December 20th, and November 16th, they will be going to Madrid to take on the Miami Dolphins. How are you feeling about this team's chances of winning 10 games right now?
I think that's probably a good number, yeah. I think with the tougher schedule, more prime time, more quick turnarounds, I think you have to temper expectations, but I also think the offense is definitively better on paper, and this is an offense that won a lot of games last year.
Prior to the NFL draft, if you told me the over-under was at 10.5, I would say slightly under.
Yeah.
I am confident enough to now say over 10.5 wins.
What changed your mind?
It's the selection of Josh Connerly, Trey Amos, and Jalen Lane. I have decent confidence that all three of them, and we talked about this, will be able to start and play meaningful snaps in January. I do think Jalen Lane's our punt returner day one, and I really think that he can battle with McCaffrey and maybe even Noah Brown for wide receiver 3-4 for the Washington Commanders. Amos, I'm super excited. I do keep saying there's going to be the most amount of pressure on him, even more than your first-round pick, because we've seen cornerback fail so often here in the nation's capital. And with the addition of the offensive line, I just look, the schedule's going to be tougher, and you really don't know when the schedule gets released how many teams will actually be good by the time you play them. But I do think that Adam Peters has done his job. Now, there's one more thing. He's got to get an edge rusher. Yesterday, I spent part of my show talking about Jadeveon Clowney. But from what he's done right now, I think it is enough for 11 wins.
I think they need a little bit more defensively. If you're giving me 10.5, I will go under, but not confidently so. Like, I think you're in the ballpark. I think this is a good football team that got better, that keeps its coaching staff. I put a lot of stock in that.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that Cliff Kingsbury is coming back. The fact that Joe Witt is coming back on the defensive side. I put a lot of stock into that continuity. I think that's really going to help them out. I think 10-11 is about the number. To me, looking at this schedule as it comes out, there's going to be some tight turnarounds. There's going to be some tough weeks, and it's all about who you're going to get in those, right? Who do you play coming back from Spain? Who do you play, if it's on Christmas, right? That's going to be a short week. Tough run there. Also, you're playing the NFC East, or I'm sorry, the NFC North, and that is a tough division. I think the Vikings will still be a good team. I think they'll be ready to go. I think, the Bears are going to take a step forward under Ben Johnson. I think the Lions probably take a step back with their coaching changes, but they're still good. And of course, we know the Packers are good every year.
The Commanders game that is official outside of the Madrid game is that they would host the Eagles at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland, not in the nation's capital, in Landover, Maryland, week 16.
Just down the road.
Saturday. And you let everybody know that Saturday game last year was used to set up Christmas matchups. That would be 5 days later.
Remember last year was, Chiefs, Texans, Ravens, and there was one other team I'm blanking on. They played.
Steelers, maybe.
Steelers, thank you. Played on that Saturday, round robined on Christmas a few days later, so they didn't have to create a short week disadvantage.
There are three Christmas Day games this year. Were there only two last year?
There were two last year.
Okay.
But this is also a normal Thursday night. Last year was Wednesday.
Right.
So the Thursday night game just stands in its normal spot.
So it's like there's two Netflix games during the day and then the Thursday night game. Okay, so I'm taking
they've already announced the night game.
Right.
Chiefs Broncos.
And I'm taking what you're saying here and I'm running with it. I think you're so onto it. Why else would they play on Saturday?
Yeah. Would you rather have, because there's two options here, would you rather have at Lambeau on Christmas or home against the Bears on Christmas?
Home against the Bears. I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go so badly.
I also think that Lambeau
but
game...
But why do you think it's only those two options?
Well, if they mix the teams that played on the Saturday. Because the other Saturday...
Do we know that other Saturday game?
Yes, it's Bears-Packers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so Michael is on to something here, ladies and gentlemen. It will 100%. The Commanders are playing on Christmas. Because here's the other thing. You just said those Saturday games are announced. We have to play those games. We have to play those two matchups.
The Eagles also have to play both
right,
those teams.
Yeah. Right.
So you have the remix going there both ways. I believe Eagles Bears has been announced for a different week.
Yes.
Which I believe would mean it's Eagles at Lambeau, Bears at
and that makes
Northwest.
Total sense because Eagles Lambeau was a big enough game to send it to Brazil.
Yes.
It tells me it's a big enough game to put on Christmas.
Yeah.
Stub, you know what we call this? We call this capital J. This is journalism right here from Michael Phillips. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Getting to the bottom of
some
stuff.
He's figured this out.
We've already got two primetime games for Commanders confirmed.
Spain is not a primetime game.
Oh, that doesn't count.
It's a 9:30 a.m.
Okay. It's quite the opposite, actually. It's a 9:30 a.m. game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so get ready for that.
When did they announce that that's the Toy Story game, right? Stubbs waiting like, for that.
What's it going to be this year?
The Simpsons game.
Yeah. We did Simpsons and Toy Story.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Family Guy is getting on board.
No.
Yeah, which cartoon franchise would you like to take over a game this year? I think that Spain game will stand alone as a highly viewed big game. I think that will be a fun football game.
The problem is that I do not think that Tua Tagovailoa will play in that game.
So you're predicting another season.
Well,
for
or a concussion.
Oh, sure.
If Tua gets another concussion, he's dead.
I mean,
who's their backup? They need to invest in a quality backup.
I know. They had
like
Tyler Snoop Huntley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? They need.
It's not going to do it.
If anybody needs a quality backup, it's that football team, right? You need a. They need a Marcus Mariota style guy.
You think they would have already
gone
in?
They drafted Quinn Ewers.
And they have Zach Wilson.
I'm sorry, maybe you misheard. I said they need a quality backup.
Zach Wilson doesn't do it either.
Yeah,
Quinn Ewers literally should have stayed in college.
Yes,
like he would have made more money.
Monster pay cut.
Yeah.
Look at the international games in their totality. By the way, like this may be the best one. Vikings Steelers, I think, has some early season potential if Aaron Rodgers against the Vikings goes international, obviously.
Yeah, well, I would look at Rams-Jags because I am a believer that the Jags will, Liam Cohen.
Yeah.
That's because you're coaching the team.
Chargers-Chiefs, of course, will be a fantastic game as well.
Is it confirmed it's Chargers, or is that what everyone's assuming?
They confirmed Chargers, and they will reveal the opponent on TV tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
But the rumor is Chiefs.
Yeah. Because that's week one, and we know that the Eagles are getting the Thursday.
Yeah.
So how did they do it last year? It was Eagles were the Friday against the Packers.
Yes.
Chiefs, Ravens were the
Fun
Thursday.
Fact, last year that was on Peacock. This year it's going to be on YouTube. They cannot broadcast it on regular TV. The Friday Brazil game.
So YouTube, not YouTube TV.
No.
Just YouTube.
They legally cannot broadcast that game on over-the-air television.
Because?
They made an agreement like 50 years ago that they would not broadcast games on Friday nights when high school football is playing.
Right.
And on Saturdays during college season. So they don't start the Saturday games until after the season. Black Friday, high school's done. So they can put that wherever they want. They legally cannot show that on regular TV. So it's YouTube. Whatever.
That's so crazy.
Whatever.
That's so crazy. All right, so I'm locking in the Christmas game. And that is against the Green Bay Packers then, right? No, that would be against the Chicago Bears.
If it's round robin, it would be Bears.
And why do you believe that would be at home then?
Because that's how it's set up. They are at Lambeau this year and home against the Bears. Because 3 years ago, they were home against the Packers at Soldier Field.
Right. Smart guy, MP.
So it all comes cyclical after a while. I didn't realize until today how long it's been since that London game. Like, it feels like forever.
Yeah.
But it's actually been forever.
Yeah.
I mean, multiple generations of coaches, staff.
I was playing soccer still. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. I was coming back from like some kind of trip or something with my dad and my sister. I was like, how is that?
Tressway punted in that game.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's still been on the team.
Tressway is the continuity line. He punted in that game. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, and Dustin Hopkins missed the game-winning field goal. Did he miss multiple?
Yeah. And in overtime, the walk-off. Yeah, that was a rough.
Just so
that was,
bad.
That was a rough one.
Yeah.
But those fans, too, the European fans, they love the field goals. They go nuts with it. They love the kicking game. But no.
Yeah. To be honest, I was really hoping that we were not going to Madrid.
I'd rather keep things stable. It's a lot to put on this team.
This is going
to
rock the boat.
It is. It's a lot to put on this team in year two to be doing Monday nights and internationals and short turnarounds and Christmases.
It's not Minnesota that's going to two different countries.
Well, they're next to each other. They're right next to each other.
I guess.
They're just hanging out for a week.
If they don't win 10 games, it's going to be because this was a disaster of a stretch for Washington. Because it really could be. Because now you don't think they're going to get that Thanksgiving game.
Chiefs had the worst schedule of all time last year, and 15 wins in the bye. It's navigable, and nobody knows how the Chiefs did it. I mean, they pulled multiple rabbits out of multiple hats, but
yeah,
it's doable.
But I'll tell you, week 11 to after Christmas with the week 17 is very scary.
Very much. So. I mean, especially if you're in the wild card mix and every game matters.
The Commanders did beat the Cardinals by like 30 on a 4-day rest.
Yeah, but the Cardinals suck.
I'm going to give them that. I'm going to give them that win. That was a very nice win. There's something to be said for momentum. There's something
that
to
was say, a, that as was we a were team talking about chemistry him. Win. Remember, because they stayed the whole week in Arizona.
Yeah.
They were playing spades late night. Everybody knew each other's moves.
As we were talking about, with the red eye thing, you can fight it for a while, but it hits you eventually. That's going to be the schedule.
Yeah.
It will hit them eventually.
And that's what I'm worried about. That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, Monday through Friday from 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3 here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. We'll be heading to Madrid. It is confirmed. They'll be part of the international slate taking on the Miami Dolphins. Joining us right now, Commanders beat writer for Sports Illustrated on the Dean Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, David Harrison. What's up, David?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good here. So the discussion today has been, how are the Commanders going to navigate, week 11 to week 17? We know week 16 is Eagles at Commanders. Week 11, they're going to Madrid to take on the Dolphins. That is just going to be such a massive five-week stretch for Washington. How do you think the NFL slides this in here? Do they give us a bye before or after it? I mean, that just feels like such a tough stretch. I didn't want to go internationally this year.
Yeah, I mean, I know, traditionally teams that play internationally get a bye week when the week they return. So, if that holds true, then Washington will get a bye week in week 12 coming out of that game in Spain. And honestly, that's probably, generally speaking, obviously context from season to season matters. But generally speaking, if you can get that week 12 bye, that's kind of the most advantageous because you've played 66% of your regular season games by then. You get that week 12 break, you come back, you've got 33% of your regular season left, and then, hopefully you're making a postseason run, so you get a little bit of juice running into that. So, I think the week 12 bye is probably the most advantageous. I think, I've always kind of held true to, anywhere – week 8 to week 12 is kind of like that's like the window you want to be in. If you can get somewhere in there, then that's the best. So if that holds true, then I think that'll be a benefit. Plus, it's to be expected. The Commanders are finally good again. They've got Jaden Daniels. Dan Quinn is one of the cooler personalities from a head coach perspective. Everybody loves the backwards hat and all that stuff, and so it makes a lot of sense. He's got history of Mike McDaniel, all that stuff. So I think it was kind of to be expected. I know we started talking about it on Locked On Commanders. Basically, once we found out that, the Dolphins were going to host that game, looked it up. Commanders are on the road against Miami in 2025. It's been X amount of years since they've been overseas. It's, they're one of, I think it was like four or five teams in the NFL that had only been international once. So all of it just kind of lined up that it would happen. And I think the good news is, as far as like the fraternity of coaches, there's enough experience out there. That obviously, Coach Quinn can pull from his own experiences planning a season or anything else like that. But if he needs to talk to somebody to get some insight and, how early did you go? versus rest, and, you know, how do you manage the family, you know, wanting to go and obviously sightsee and all that stuff. I think nowadays it's common enough that it shouldn't be too big of a hindrance.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So I think it's going to be a very difficult stretch, basically from week 11 to week 17. So you got to get off to a good start. From what we know about the schedule, we know our home teams, we know our road teams. What would be the perfect week one matchup for the Commanders to get off to a good start this year?
Yeah, I mean, I was actually kind of hoping that, you know, the Commanders might be the week one visitor to Philly, you know what I mean? For one, you get obviously the rematch of the NFC Championship game, the opportunity to get an early win against, you know, the division, the defending division champion, I should say, and the built-in advantage of playing that first Thursday night. You know, typically you don't like those Thursday night games, and playing that first one, you get that little pseudo bye going into week two, but you didn't have to pay the price of playing a short week. Now, granted, you know, for fans that don't realize it, like, that doesn't count as their one Thursday. They can still be slotted for a Thursday night later on down the line. So they still have to deal with that, you know, future in the future. But that would obviously be great. As far as, you know, with that not happening, obviously, I think a road game, like, I think most people would love to see the team open up at home, and I see the benefit in that, obviously. But I think when you have a schedule that's slated for one more road game this year, then you have home games and you have the international game, get another road game out of the way right away. You know, the fatigue concern is not necessarily as big. The travel concern is not necessarily as big if you knock that out week one. So, you know, get a road trip maybe to, you know, I mean, I guess the true advantageous would be Los Angeles, right? But Los Angeles is playing in Brazil, so that's not going to happen. But if you can get a trip to Atlanta, say, out of the way, it's a shorter trip, sure, but you get that road trip out of the way, come home maybe in week two for your home opener, and it just helps you kind of spread the weight of the additional road game on top of the international game a little bit better.
David, with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You know, in terms of Jaden Daniels and how he develops, there have been some videos circulating. To me, he looks bigger, and that was a big part of where we wanted him to improve, was to bulk up that body and to help you know, eliminate the injury scare that did actually happen this year. Even though he didn't really miss time, it definitely affected his game. Outside of the bigger body, and we've talked about this before, like throwing the ball away, what were some of the little details you think that Jaden had to work on this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think those are the two biggest things, obviously, right? But then you also have the idea, and again, you know, this is just kind of my perception of it because I'm not in the huddle, I'm not in the game plan, you know, meetings and all that stuff. But it looked to me like, you know, what you would consider a check down to like the running back or an underneath tight end really wasn't a check down in the sense that, you know, Jaden was looking for other parts of the play and then decided, you know, in, with the purpose to just take the short stuff, take what the defense gives you. So to speak, it looked like it was more part of the design. We're gonna clear the defense out, and then once they're cleared out, you're going to come underneath to this guy, and we're going to try to take advantage of that. And so, you know, it's a little bit of a semantics type of thing, but it speaks to the mental processing of the quarterback where the decision is deliberately made to take the short route instead of trying to run or instead of trying to scramble around too much and risk getting hit or taking a zero-yard sack where you're shoved out of bounds, and then, you know, who knows what could happen, a misstep or a stray, you know, piece of equipment gets in the way, things like that you always get nervous about when you see these quarterbacks run onto the sideline. So that would kind of be the next step, you know, and again, you know, there's a little bit of presumption on my part that could be incorrect where, you know, I'm just reading it that way. It just kind of looks that way to me. So if that is the case, then certainly instead of a zero-yard sack, find a dump off. Instead of a one-yard sack, you know, throw the ball away like you mentioned. And if you do have to take a hit, you know, we all know, like, if Jaden's running the ball on the 3rd and 12 and he's 10 yards, you know, if he's gained 10 yards, he's 2 yards from that stick, he's going to take whatever hit it takes to try to get that first down. But having, you know, that bigger body, hopefully having that better shock absorption for that hit will help.
David, what do you think is going to be the biggest battle between a position group when it comes to training camp?
I think the offensive line is going to be the biggest battle. I think, you know, Laramie Tunsil, you know, what Lance Newmark said, you know, essentially LT is your LT. Outside of that, everything is up for grabs, right? Now, I think the center position is probably a little bit more solidified than that. You know, I think Tyler Biadasz, you know, just from his performance and his ability, is going to have that pretty much on lockdown. But outside of that, I think left guard, right tackle, you know, with Sam Cosmi injured, I think those three spots are essentially up for grabs. And Bobby Johnson, we saw last year in training camp, he's going to go out there, he's going to mix these guys up, he's going to put them in different tandems, trios, five-man groups, and just kind of get a sense and take as much time as necessary to figure out who the best five-man unit is. And we may not even find out who that unit is until, you know, the week before the season starts, to be quite honest with you. I know that there's a little bit of a history there with him. And I think that patience, that willingness to take it all the way, you know, take every opportunity you can, every snap you can, to fully evaluate your unit before you say, boom, this is going to be our top five. I think it's important. You know, now if you can get that top five set, you know, second week of training camp, and you know that's your best five, and they can get all these reps together, obviously there's an advantage to that as well. But I think the key is to get the best five out there, and I think that group is going to be the most up in the air when we get to training camp.
So we know about the home game against the Eagles. We know about the road game in Madrid. Are there any other predictions you'd like to put out there right now, you know, full 24 hours ahead of the schedule release?
Yeah, I did a full episode on this, and it was funny. I did it live, and not 3 minutes after the live show ended is when the Week 15 matchup dropped, and I did not predict that Week 15 matchup because, you know, it's similar, and I even said in the show, it's similar to mock drafts. You're not necessarily looking to get it 100%, right? You're just kind of looking at what could be and all those things. You know, I'd love Lambeau early in the season, one, because I'm just excited. I've never been to Lambeau, so it'll be, you know, personal, you know, milestone for me, and, you know, for the game itself, the better the weather, the better the chances the Commanders come out of there, you know, successful. So you'd love that. Although, you know, I think it's been pointed out by multiple people covering the Commanders that, you know, the Saturday games last year set up the Christmas, the Saturday before Christmas games, the games that we do know the Commanders are going to host the Eagles in for Week 15, set up the Christmas Day game. So if that pattern sticks, then the Commanders would be visiting Lambeau on Christmas Day. That obviously hasn't been confirmed. However, that would also, if that pattern were to stick, then the Bears would be visiting the Eagles on Christmas Day. But we know the Bears and Eagles are playing Black Friday. So obviously that pattern is not going to at least 100% continue into 2025. So, you know, who knows? But I don't think I have any firm predictions other than, you know, Week 12 bye week is probably the most likely for me. I kind of wanted to see the NFL put, you know, in Philly as that Week 18 finale, with the idea that maybe that's for the NFC East division crown. And obviously, you know, the way the season goes, it could or could not be. I don't know if Week 16, then Week 18. Like, I always kind of hated when you got those division matchups so close together, but, you know, it could still be a thing, I suppose. The only thing is, I guess, the home opener, you know, if it's not going to be Philly, I would prefer it to be Detroit. That's, I guess, about a wish list.
David, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Coming up at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander, the official AWOD Radio Washington Commanders 2025 schedule release predictions. I have a full 18-game schedule plus a bye week on hand. I will reveal it to you today at 1 p.m. Lane Casadante to run around local sports here in Richmond, Virginia at 1:30. We'll get into the lottery results on the fast break with AWOD after that. And then Ethan Cadeau to join us to talk Caps at 2:30. Are the Caps cooked? Down 3-1, returning home against the Carolina Hurricanes after that 5-2 defeat yesterday. AWOD here. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We got Stubb running the ones and twos, as always, behind the glass. And Stubb, the weather is awful today, and it is supposed to just continue to rain and rain and rain and rain. It's literally raining cats and dogs. Like, this is how they made that up. Because it's raining like this. It's unbelievable.
It's been a weird May.
It has been.
It's nonstop with, oh, wow, I'm looking ahead, and it's dude, most
it's,
days.
Dude, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's not supposed to stop till 2 a.m. today. It's just crazy.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, all chance of rain.
It will stop today at 1 a.m. and then pick up again at 12 noon tomorrow, right when the show starts. Just, you know, it was supposed to be April showers that give us the May flowers.
Well, April showers bring May showers.
Yeah, I guess so.
It rained all April, too.
I mean, just awful weather. Just so bad. Like, I was just getting soaked yesterday. I got soaked this morning. I hate it so much, especially because of the inconsistency. Like, we just had great weather last week. And you know what's coming up this weekend?
It's River Rock. I know. It sucks.
If it rains for Andy Frasco, I'm going to hurt somebody. I've been waiting all year for Andy Frasco. Can't wait for that. River Rock is so much fun.
This would be brutal. Yeah. I love River Rock. It's like the best event in Richmond
every year. It really is, especially when you get like the water competitions there,
the dog jumping. Yep.
Andy Frasco puts on a freaking show. He's like one of my favorites. I've only seen him once before.
You going to get another bobblehead with your face on it?
Yeah, of course. If State Farm's there again. I went to Friday Cheers last week. Anytime Browns Island's open like that, and there's, you know, a concert, free or pay, I'm always down there. It's one of my favorite things about Richmond is just the open air festival there, and you get to walk around with the food trucks, and there's a place to sit. You can bring a chair. It's just fantastic, and the weather's trying to ruin my summer. I always say summers in Richmond when it's great weather, you could argue it's as good as any place in the East Coast because you got everything. You need a beach? We got the river. And we got Texas beach.
We got the river.
We got the river, baby. I'm hanging out on the rocks having a blast. I love summers in Richmond when we have good weather. There's so much to do. You got outdoor festivals. You got Watermelon Festival. You got concerts. You got great patios and rooftop bars. We just need some damn solid weather. That has not happened this week, and I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon. I was reading an article on CBS. I mean, they're predicting, get ready for your umbrellas. It's not going to stop anytime soon. Stubb, did you have any local stories that you wanted to get to here in Richmond on the show today? Or do you want me to just bitch about the Caps, the Wizards, and the Washington Nationals? Because that was top 10 worst day in D.C. sports history. I've been kind of trying to avoid it, not get to it here, because I know I'm torn up inside by the whole thing. I get so emotional about being a DC sports fan. And we'll start with the Washington Wizards, Stubb, because what was the tank for? You wasted 365 days of my life. I had to watch Kyle Kuzma lose 60 games on purpose. I had to watch this team not compete. I had to watch this team get blown out. I had to stop watching them because it was so awful. And they end up with the worst record, and we get the sixth pick in the draft? Then we talk about the Washington Capitals, who I kind of conceded the series at the end of the show yesterday because I just felt like we were not going to be the better team on the ice. The Canes outskated us in game one, they won. They outskated us in game two, we stole it. They outskated us in game three, they won. They outskated us in game four, and they blew us out. And it's just so frustrating because Alex Ovechkin hasn't been playing good, and he get power play goal, but he hasn't been great skating on the 5-on-5. John Carlson's not been good. The older veterans that have been such a huge part of impact players on this team this season, it's almost like this long, grueling NHL season has been too much for them, and they've broken down. The rest of the machine that never breaks hasn't been good enough. And then last night, the Washington Nationals getting walked off by the Atlanta Braves. And it was just, you know, stab me once, that's on me. Stab me twice, Stubb, that's on you. Stab me three times, I'm going to lose my freaking mind on the radio the next morning. My heart was ripped into pieces last night three different times. And they all affected me differently. I mean, this is just a one of 162 for the Washington Nationals. But it stung because they got two in the top of the ninth to tie it. And you're thinking, man, maybe DC will get lucky and catch a break for once. Or the Washington Wizards. I mean, I was stunned, Stubb. When they said Wizards get number six, I was like, well, that just cannot be correct. It can't be correct. It can't be. It has to be rigged. It's not fair. We got to call Chase Hughes. I thought Chase Hughes came on this damn show 3 months ago and told us we were promised a top five pick. I didn't think six was possible when you finished with the worst record in basketball. I mean, just one of the worst nights in DC sports history. Just rocked me last night. So frustrating. And so here we are. Here we are. Capitals about to have their season ended. There's nothing to look forward to about the Wizards with the number six pick. We went from Cooper Flagg to rumored we're going to get Con Knupel. Kidding me?
It was the second worst record in the league.
What was the second worst record in the league?
The Washington. Utah did have a worse record at the end.
I thought we tied with 18.
Nah, Utah had 17.
But the percentages were all 14%. That's the new rule.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every team had 14%. Well, that's why it feels like it was rigged, because somebody actually did the math. I wrote this down. The percentage chances of it being Dallas 1, San Antonio 2, Philadelphia 3, in that order, was 0%. 0.0114% that's happened. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. 14% chance to get the number one overall pick, end up with pick six. The system is broken. They tried to fix it. They tried to adjust it. It's stupid. You know what you should do? It's just have the worst teams play against each other instead of the ping pong balls. Because this feels more rigged than when the Knicks got Patrick Ewing or when the Cleveland Cavaliers got LeBron James.
It's not like people stop tanking.
It's just
like that's so not helping with that at all.
The Dallas Mavericks were an embarrassment of the NBA. They were a joke of a team because their GM traded their one star in Luka Doncic, and you're going to reward them with the next star in Cooper Flagg. And oh yeah, the Lakers were involved, right? Here's the real truth if you want to get down to it, all right? The NBA doesn't need the Washington Wizards. They don't need the one-time champion 1978 Washington Bullets championship. They don't care about Washington. They don't need our ratings. They don't need us. They never have needed us. They don't want us. You know what the NBA cares about? The NBA cares about the franchises that make them money. That's Boston. That's New York. That's L.A.
I mean,
Chicago when they had the Bulls.
The Knicks were bad forever.
It doesn't matter. They've tried to help them over and over again by giving them number one overall pick or helping them secure a trade for our Carmelo Anthony from the Denver Nuggets. The Knicks always get help. Boston always gets help. The Lakers always get help. The NBA just looks at Washington as a mid-major market. They don't care about us. That's why they haven't helped us out. We got the number one pick, Kwame Brown, worst number one overall pick ever. And then they gave us John Wall because Gilbert Arenas screwed over his knee and they felt bad for us. That's the one time they've ever given us anything.
I feel like they wouldn't have given San Antonio Wemby then.
What do you mean? No. San Antonio famously made the greatest French basketball player of all time in Tony Parker. They awarded him the next great French player on purpose because they knew it would work out with Greg Popovich. The NBA is so calculated. It's the most calculated league in all of pro sports. And Adam Silver is a buffoon running the show, and he's awarding the Dallas Mavericks for their stupidity. Awarding them for their stupidity. And oh yeah, San Antonio got pick number two. And you know what? Pick number three, another franchise that they like. They love to help out Philadelphia. Why did Philadelphia, with Joel Embiid, who couldn't even play a freaking game this year, and a team that should have been in the playoffs, who didn't try to tank but lost games because they suck, they end up getting the number three overall pick?
Well, if Josh Harris is happy, I'm happy.
He wants out of there. He doesn't want to be involved in that anymore. He wants to put all his money into a team that's actually good. But it's just so stupid here. 18-64. 18-64, and we get the sixth overall pick. We're picking behind teams that won 30 games.
39.
That doesn't make any sense. San Antonio won 34, and they're pick number two. The NBA is awarding the franchises that will help them out with the ratings. They don't care about Washington. They've always viewed Washington as a football town. This is because of the three Super Bowl championships. They don't care about anything the Bullets did, anything the Wizards franchise has ever done. The NBA only cares about their major markets. We're not included in one of them. They don't care about us. They just completely screwed over Washington with this six overall pick. This is the draft that only the first three picks are any good. And number one's the generational player that went to Duke. And you're sending him to Dallas. So stupid. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.